Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers boosted spending in March by the largest amount in 4 months. Consumer spending increased 0.4% in March. The rise in spending came despite the fact that income growth was flat in the month of March. Consumer spending generates more than two-thirds of U.S. economic output and is a key driver of growth. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending April 23rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, minus 16.5. Next year, 31.3. Corn this year, 32.8. Next year, 4.5. Soybeans this year, 15.9. Next year, minus 4.4. The Russian Central Bank has cut its key interest rate by 1.5 percentage points to 12.5% to stimulate the economy as it heads into recession. The bank said a reduced threat of runaway inflation, which slowed slightly to 16.5% in April, had made the cut possible. Thursday's rate cut is the third since December. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,901. It's down 53 points. The NASDAQ, I do not have a bid on the NASDAQ on my computer at the moment, nor do I have one on the S&P 500. I'll try to have those for you after agricultural weather. And joining us now with a look at that weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the heart of the Midwest will be almost perfect for the next few days, allowing for aggressive fieldwork to occur. This area will include portions of Illinois, Missouri, parts of southeastern Iowa, western Indiana, and western Kentucky, and for that matter, all of the U.S. Delta and most of the southeastern states will all see quite a bit of good drying conditions, allowing fieldwork to advance swiftly. In the case of the Delta in the southeast, we'll likely see the dry conditions prevail for a full week, but for the lower Midwest, we might encounter a little bit of precipitation sometime next week that will slow the progress down a little bit, but it's not likely to have a huge impact. The areas that will see rain in the near term are mostly in Ohio, eastern Indiana, parts of Michigan, and eastern Kentucky, where we'll see some shower activity occur today. The precipitation is unlikely to be very impressive, but it will be just enough, though, to interrupt farming activity. The storm system responsible for that moisture will likely exit out of the region as we move on into the day tomorrow. And as we do that, we'll likely see the sun come back out. It'll take a little bit of while for the drying bias to return to the region enough so the fieldwork can resume. Another area of rain is likely to develop this weekend, and that will occur from parts of Iowa into Michigan. A frontal boundary will lie nearly stationary across parts of that region for a little while on Sunday into Monday, and that's when the greatest rainfall is going to be possible. We'll see some locally heavy thunderstorm activity occur along the frontal boundary in a few spots from parts of southern Iowa or northern Missouri into parts of Michigan. We'll end up with a healthy amount of rainfall that will disrupt fieldwork for a while. Perhaps more than an inch of rain could occur across a part of that region as a result of those stronger storms. Most of the precipitation, though, is probably not going to be quite that heavy. The lower parts of the Midwest will continue to be dry while that frontal boundary lies across the region from Iowa to Michigan, and so we'll see good field working conditions across most of the Ohio Basin and a big part of Missouri. The next weather system that likely impacts the Midwest will hold off until about midweek next week, and at that time we'll actually see two or three disturbances impacting the western Corn Belt and portions of the U.S. Plains. These systems will come marching through those areas, one right after the other. We'll end up with quite a bit of rainfall impacting the region. Eventually, the precipitation will work its way into the Midwest and the lower parts of the eastern Eastern Corn Belt will likely get precipitation eventually, but it does look like the best field working conditions will continue to be in the southern parts of the region, but many other areas in the Eastern Corn Belt will likely have good weather as well. Our temperatures will be pleasant over this next week. I don't expect to see much cool conditions around across the Midwest. That means that we'll likely see a good rate of drying across the region. Temperatures will be coolest, though, today and maybe tomorrow in the eastern parts of the region. Areas from Michigan and eastern portions of Wisconsin down into Ohio and Indiana will be confined to some 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures here today because of that upper level low and the cloudiness and rainfall that are likely to occur in those areas. But as that upper level low moves off to the east, we'll see warming. Tomorrow we'll see highs back into the 60s in those areas, and then we'll eventually be in the 70s for Saturday, Sunday, and perhaps on Monday. The rest of the Midwest will see temperatures warm up a little bit better, a little bit quicker. We'll expect to see the highs in the western Corn Belt to run mostly in the 70s through a big part of the forecast period, with some 80-degree temperatures expected periodically. Most of the 80s will be common on Saturday across areas west of the Missouri River. We'll likely see some 80-degree temperatures then work their way through parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, even the Ohio River Basin, as we get into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is $5, and it is down three quarters. Soft May, $4.73, down four and a quarter. May corn, $3.61 and three quarters, down two. July, $3.65 and a half, down two and a half. I ought to give you some July bids because May went into delivery today. Hard red winter July wheat's $5.04, down five and a half. And soft July is $4.79 and a quarter, and it's down four and a quarter. July corn is $3.65 and a half, down two and a quarter. December is at $3.83 and a quarter, down two and one quarter. May soybeans, $9.91 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. July, $9.89, up one. November, $9.62 and a quarter, up a half. May soybean meal, $3.24.60, up 40. May soybean oils, $31.55, up 8 cents. April live cattle, $1.61, up 20. April feeders, $2.17.60, up 107 and a half. And May lean hogs are $76.70. They're up 137 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
What did you make of the export sales for the week?
They were really pretty good on corn and beans. Not very good at all. As a matter of fact, a marketing year low on the wheat. In spite of the fact that the dollar has been edging lower, we actually went to four-month lows on the dollar index this week. So I think the wheat exports continue to be a very much of a disappointment.
And cancellations, too.
Cancellations, and also heaped on this wheat is that most everybody in the world has a wheat crop that's coming on in the northern hemisphere that looks pretty darn good, and now there's rain in the forecast for the U.S. Southwest on this 5 to 7 day forecast, so that's going to pressure the wheat and spill right into the corn. The corn's been struggling along with the wheat.
Why is soybeans moving counter trend?
I really don't know. I think really the trade wants to pin it on the fact that Argentina's largest port of Rosario has a strike underway. The tugboat operators, the ones that go out and get the ships at the mouth of the river, are on strike. But China continues to buy on these exports, continues to be a buyer on dips, and I think that's been supportive. I noticed that there was a lot of $10 cash beans at processors overnight, and I think the guys that have old crop beans are starting to reward the market again.
Are people looking at that November new crop bid as a place to start marketing?
I think we ought to be looking at this 960 on November futures to 965 as a place for guys that have nothing sold. I think you got to jump in there. It's not exactly the price we want to see, but I think you have to be looking at that.
Now let's turn our attention to livestock then.
Pretty nice-looking market, a little bit overbought, I guess, in the hogs at the outset today. The inventory of market-ready hogs is dropping, and I noticed that the weights last week were down quite a bit from a year ago, down almost 7 pounds. Remember that last year we just kept adding weight to these hogs. Cattle market, I think, is going to try to follow the feeder market, but certainly this rise in consumer spending that you cited earlier in the report is a plus on the meat side.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she's in Morton, Illinois.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Champaign-Urbana forecast, partly sunny and cooler today with a high of 58. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 38, and Friday warmer with sunny and a high of 70. Let's look at futures. December corn is 384, down 1.5, and November beans 963, up 1.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.